Those alleged Erdogan conversations have been distributed mainly on YouTube. And the video sharing site also features in our next story from Pakistan. YouTube was banned there in response to the riots a year and a half ago over the film Innocence of Muslims, which was uploaded to YouTube. This week, a U.S. court ordered the film removed from the service. And in Pakistan, civil society activists are pushing to overturn the YouTube ban. They've even put out a new rap song to encourage people to take action. Fahad Desmukh reports from Karachi.
Chalo ye YouTube ka ban kholte hain zara.
The song is a collaboration between comedian Ali Gulpir and rapper Adil Umar, with one verse in Urdu and one in English. It's about the effect the YouTube ban has had in Pakistan and mocks the politicians who were responsible for it.
But banning YouTube, this is a new age. It's sleazy politicians with their comb-overs and toupees and scummy supervillains with control over what you play. And who's to say?
Here, a stereotypically sleazy politician signs off on what is presumably the order to ban YouTube. The Innocence of Muslims video sparked violent protests in September 2012. At least 20 people were killed and buildings were set on fire. So, politicians claim the ban is to protect Pakistanis from insulting or inflammatory content on YouTube. Gulpir says the ban is entirely self-serving for politicians.
It's not religious, it's nothing else, it's all political. Because these people don't want you to express what you think. You know, they want to censor your thoughts. It exposes them. So they don't want that.
The song's hook says, "Give us our rights, we will break down your proxy walls," a reference to how people in Pakistan need to use proxy services to access YouTube and other censored sites. The title of the song, Kholo Ban Chor, literally means open the ban thieves. But it also sounds similar to a very offensive curse term in Urdu, obviously not an accident. The song and video are part of an ongoing anti-censorship campaign called Kholo BC. They've released online games and videos, including one where a man in a YouTube costume goes around hugging people on the street.
I love YouTube. I love it.
If you've seen some of the videos that we've done and the game, etc., there's humor and there's, you know, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek and it's okay, some of it is quite rude.
Sabine Mahmood from the activist group Pakistan for All.
You know, we wanted a sort of anti-establishment attitude and we wanted to have some fun with it. We wanted that our brand of activism should get young people involved, that we should... How many press club candlelight vigils can you do, right?
The public reaction to the ban has been relatively mild, but it's growing. In addition to the Kholo BC campaign, human rights groups have also challenged the ban in court. But the ban still has many supporters in the country, like Nihal Hashmi, who heads the Karachi branch of the Pakistani Prime Minister's party, the PMLN.
Evil forces are destroying and defaming and damaging, tarnishing the image of Islam, and YouTube is becoming the instrument for that particular thing. Freedom of expression is a different thing. Damaging the messengers of Almighty is not freedom of expression. This is rather freedom of evil.
Comedian Gulpir says if young people aren't allowed to express and educate themselves with modern tools like YouTube, it will only push them further towards extremism.
You can burn down a library just because you don't like two books in it. You know, take the books out and whatever you want to do. But you can't just ban everything, you know. It's not right.
The Lahore High Court has summoned the country's information technology minister next month to explain the ban and is expected to make a ruling on the case soon. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.